You're listening to SBS News.
The festive season is known as a time to spread kindness and goodwill. But in Denmark, learning and practicing traits like compassion and empathy is a year-round craft. Since 1993, all Danish students aged 6 to 16 experience social-emotional learning through the school curriculum. Jessica Joel Alexander is a parenting expert and cultural researcher with a specific expertise in the Danish parenting approach.
Danes believe that if you don't feel well, you don't learn well. And so they find it's really important that we dedicate time to make sure that the class as a unit is feeling good. And there's also a big belief that our well-being is very tied to our sense of belonging.
These classes are seen as important developmental building blocks, teaching children skills like emotional intelligence, building resilience, cooperation, and active listening.
I think the biggest mind shift I've had is how much kids also need help with their relationships. And when they get that help when they're younger, so they don't get into as much bullying, they don't get into as much girl drama, when they go into the work life, there's also more empathy for moms, and there's more empathy for other situations that we don't, you know, if we don't learn that early on, then we kind of grow up to be big kids.
Danish early childhood teacher Nana Hammer has grown up with this system.
Like 1.5 hours and discussed what was happening in the classroom, like what were the dynamics like, how did something make you feel, was there anything you were struggling with, and it was actually a beautiful opportunity to touch base with your peers.
Now teaching at a kindergarten in Sydney, she is passionate about passing these skills on.
I think something that's just really beneficial when you want to kind of promote empathy within like children is to look at it at a like with a way bigger lens kind of, and really expand the term empathy. So being empathetic could be being polite. It could also be being aware of your surroundings.
Some researchers have linked this Danish method of learning empathy to higher levels of emotional resilience, social connectedness, and even improved academic results. According to the World Happiness Report, Nordic countries once again led the happiness rankings, with Finland, Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden sitting in the top 4 spots. Australia is in 11th place, the United States in 24th, with social isolation one reason cited for declining well-being. This is Jessica Joel Alexander again.
The Danish way is very much focused on a sense of happiness that comes from within. And that basically means that like you feel good with who you are no matter what your accolades are.
In Australia, ethics classes are run in hundreds of schools and are facilitated impartially by trained volunteers. Faiza Tunjai is a volunteer teacher with Primary Ethics, an ethics education provider.
They build skills in critical thinking, collaborative thinking, because they think for themselves, but they do it in with other students, with their peers. They take away the notion that there are diverse opinions, there are diverse backgrounds. They learn how to have respectful discussions, or disagree respectfully, as we say it.
Using age-appropriate scenarios, students are encouraged to discuss their responses.
It's like empathy, fairness. We talk about, is lying ever okay? With older ages, we talk about jumping to conclusions, voting. We talk about AI, interacting with AI. So there is a wide range of topics.
Similar to the Danish system, this program supports the next generation to grow into empathetic adults. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News. We'll be right back.